you know, within the dressing room, it was just, it was the potential performance that was within ourselves, you know, and we're lucky today we just got the, you know, we got that for I would say 50 odd minutes, you know, so the next day against Kerry we're going to have to start from the word go and try and reach that level early and sustain it through the full 70.
And was the plan to contain Dublin in the first 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
No, it was never, the word contain wouldn't have been used. We knew that the containing Dublin was only going to get us so far. We knew that from 2011. We knew we had to get the scores on the board, and you know that's what we aim for as well. You know, we've done a lot of work, you know, trying to get forward because we've learned the lessons from before, and that's the way it panned out. You know, we knew in that first half, though, 20 minutes when Dublin were hitting those scores, we needed scores on the board to stay in the game. And lucky enough, the boys came up with a few, and Michael and Neil done very well for Ryan's first goal, which gave us a bit of an impetus to push on.
Yeah, and you did push on. You know, the goal is a big score in Gaelic, and really, you needed it at that time.
It is, yeah. Well, Dublin had the goal chance that Paul Durkin made a very good save from, and did another half chance where they tried to fist pass the ball across the goals, and you know, we intercepted and got up the field and got a point. So those were big swings, so they were in the game, and we made the best use of them.
Yeah, and in front of half time, you know, was that, you know, even beyond the dream or?
I wouldn't say beyond the dream. You know, it was a fantastic place to be. You know, getting in ahead at half time, you know, you had a platform there to build on, but. You know, we knew we had to go out and give it everything we had for the next 35 minutes, because anything less wouldn't have been good enough against the Dublin outfit.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen so far this year Donegal and that third quarter, and we saw it against Derry in the first round, we saw it in other games as well, and you did it again today.
Yeah, as I said, it was a real purple patch for us, you know, in the Ryan's goal and Colum's goal, you know, they came at very good times and stretched out the lead to 6 and 7 points, and, you know, we managed to keep it score for score from then on to keep that 6 point bridge, and it was a matter of keeping out the goals at the end, and we were home and dry.
Yeah, and you got the goals, but you could have got a couple more.
That's it. Yeah, but a few chances. Stephen Clarkson pulled off a good few saves, and you know, we decided for points at those stages of the game, you know, which is a wise thing to do, I think.
Yeah, a big change from this time last year, Frank.
Yeah, that's it. One of the we're delighted with, you know, but it's just reward for what everyone's put in, the management team and players alike, you know, from December time we started training.
Yeah, because people would have said, you know, to win promotion back to Division 1 and win an Ulster title would have been a good achievement this year given what happened last year in the quarterfinal.
Yeah, it probably was a good achievement to get promoted and to win Ulster, but, you know, All-Ireland was always the main aim. You know, we'd done it in 2012, we'd still the same group of players, we knew that we had the potential and the ability to do it, so it was a matter of putting in the work and getting everything right in the day.
Yeah. What was the attitude coming into the game today? You were written off, really, and, you know, seen as raging hot underdogs, if there's such a term.
Yeah, I suppose it was a nice way to go into the games, you know, being written off. You know, we knew within ourselves and within the dressing room walls that we were good enough to do it, so the things that were said in the media and outside of that and with the bookmakers, you know, it didn't really have an effect on us. We knew we were confident in our own ability, and you know, we always believed in that, and even in those first half and the minutes when Dublin were putting us under pressure, we still had the answers and still hung on in there.
Mm-hmm. At what stage you felt you had this game in the bag?
I don't think we ever felt you know, we had it in the bag. You know, Dublin were putting us under pressure, but I think we knew within ourselves that if we kept out the goals with the 6 point lead, that you know, they weren't going to claw us back. And although,
did you feel at any stage that Dublin began to wilt a bit, maybe, or you know, that their fellas were looking round each other, or you know, blaming each other? Or?
Well, at times I think, but that's natural in any team. You know, when you concede goals like Dublin conceded, but I think for ourselves, you know, everybody was so focused on their jobs and so focused on the game itself that those things didn't really come into our heads.
And Kerry now in the final, we saw them last night against Mayo.
Yeah, it'll be a massive challenge. You know, they had two very tough games against Mayo, and you know, they managed to come through both very well, and they went into the game similar to us, the replay last night, you know, as maybe not written off, but as slight underdogs. But you know, their start and the freshness that they had last night, you know, was a big improvement on previous years, and they're going to be a massive challenge.
Completely different challenge to Dublin, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Well, there'll still be a very stiff challenge, but probably in a different way. There's some fantastic forwards, some great ball players, as always, as Kerry do.
Yeah.
So they're going to be a very, very stiff challenge for us.
So a great 3 weeks to look forward to again.
That's it. It's a great run-in. You know, it'll make the month of September all the sweeter, so it will. So it's a fantastic place to be, and it's one that the whole county and fans should enjoy and embrace.
And we can't forget the Miners are in the final as well.
That's it. You know, it's unbelievable to have so many supporters up today, with both minors and seniors out there, and before the game doing a warm up under the Hogan stand. You know, it was a great boost to hear the news that the minors had a 1 point victory over Dublin, and give us that extra wee edge going into the game.